The GAB posted petitions online Tuesday, a day later than originally planned. In an interview with Wisconsin Eye, agency director Kevin Kennedy says the delay was because of privacy concerns raised by domestic violence victims and others.
We decided it was important to do a formal balancing test before releasing them. We talked with our attorneys in the Department of Justice. They agreed it was best to do that before rather than after.
In the end, Kennedy says staff saw no reason to hold back on posting them because they are public documents.
There's a strong presumption of openness for all government documents.
And Kennedy says the public is clearly interested in viewing the petitions. On Wednesday alone, the GAB website had over 21,000 visitors, compared to a normal day of about 2,000.
We've known it was going to be of interest to the public. That's why we had committed early on. We had talked about this, you know, back in November, December at our board meetings, that this was our plan to post it.
A state website for viewing all of the recall petitions has registered almost 3 million page views since last Friday. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.